With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Reserve has expressed support for the president's economic policies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If you're a frequent flyer, you'll need to make sure your ID is real. Ron Taylor has more.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the Transportation Security Administration's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight if their identity can't be verified. Ron Taylor reporting.
On Friday, the Senate voted to fund most of the government through the end of September while carving out a temporary extension for Homeland Security funding, giving Congress 2 weeks to debate new restrictions. Economist Steve Moore believes that President Trump deserves credit for security at the U.S. border.
Illegal crossings are down 93%. So thank you, Donald Trump, and bringing order back to our border, which, as you know, Biden just said anybody can come in. And we had, 8 million people come in. And now we're dealing with that crisis that was created, Joe Biden.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Bad news for Britain.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country continue to turn to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z would qualify as readers. This is SRN News. A look back into a connection to our history.
A newly minted dollar coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. Cooper joined Oneida warriors on a relief mission from their territory in what's now central New York to bring corn to starving rebel troops at their winter camp in Valley Forge. The coin's release coincides with celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Keith Peters, Washington.
Promoted by President Trump as a must-watch, the Melania Trump documentary, Melania, debuted with a better-than-expected 7 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. The release of Melania was unlike any seen before. Amazon MGM Studios paid $40 million for the rights. More details at srnnews.com.